Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the abolishment of the death penalty in Zimbabwe following the signing of the Death Penalty Abolition Bill into law by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. But first, the 119th U.S. Congress will come into session Friday, but after a contentious battle over government funding last month, the Republican Party's seemingly unified control of the Senate, House of Representatives, and presidency faces challenges. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
A new U.S. Congress set to start Friday.
President Trump will return to D.C. and to the White House, and we will have Republican control of the Senate and the House. Things are going to be very different around here.
But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's leadership position is in jeopardy after his deal last month with Democrats to keep the government funded and open.
Mr. Johnson caught a lot of fire from his GOP colleagues. And he has an extraordinarily limited margin for his majority, just a handful of people.
President-elect Donald Trump posted his support for Johnson on social media Monday, saying the speaker was, quote, a good, hardworking, religious man. But Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Thomas Massey have already stated their doubts about his leadership. And Trump ally and advisor Steve Bannon called on Republicans to remove Johnson from leadership.
Clearly, Johnson's not up to the task, and he's got to go.
2 years ago, at the start of another Congress, Republican Kevin McCarthy faced similar challenges to his bid for the speakership.
A speaker has not been elected.
He was finally elected on the 15th round of voting. Meanwhile, House Democrats have expressed concern about the influence of billionaire Elon Musk after he stalled the government funding bill by posting his concerns about it on social media.
Musk has been tweeting out all kinds of lies and misinformation about even what was in the package.
Change is also coming to the U.S. Senate as Republicans take the majority from Democrats and Mitch McConnell steps away from party leadership for the first time in 18 years. John Thune of South Dakota will now be the top Republican.
We have a mandate from the American people, a mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
Traditionally, the first 100 days of a new presidency and Congress are a time for an ambitious legislative agenda.
He's going to hit tariffs very hard. He's going to focus on the border and executive orders related to immigration and immigrants, particularly from Mexico and Muslim countries. And then he's going to work on any compromises he can to get through the legislative agenda on things affecting the economy, groceries, as he likes to call it.
The U.S. House of Representatives is also scheduled to certify the results of the 2024 election next Monday, confirming Donald Trump won the presidency. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Retired Zimbabwe Republic Police Commissioner General Godwin Matanga today handed over the reins of power to the newly appointed Police Commissioner General Stephen Mutamba at a ceremony in Harare that was punctuated by Zimbabwe Republic Police processions, remarks, and music.
An incorrect position that has been peddled in the media recently pertaining to my retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I was properly served by the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, His Excellency, Comrade Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa, at a time when my retirement was due. Honorable Minister said, I am so content with the contribution and the service I gave to the country in pursuit of national goals and aspirations. Suffice to say, the bar to modernize the police service is relatively high in view of resource constraints, skills flight, and the crippling sanctions we have endured for decades, among other challenges. I am, however, confident that a new broom sweeps clean.
That was retired Police Commissioner General Godwin Matanga speaking in Harare. Mr. Matanga is the fourth black police boss in independent Zimbabwe. The first black police boss was Mr. Weridzai Nguruve in 1982, Mr. Henry Mukurashisha in 1985, Mr. Augustine Chiwori from 1993 to 2017. Becoming the longest service police chief in Zimbabwe, but Mr. Chiwori fled into exile following the 2017 coup that removed President Robert Mugabe. Matanga was appointed a police chief in 2018. Speaking during the takeover ceremony, Commissioner General Stephen Mutamba said he will modernize the police force.
Going forward, I hope to build on the already reinforced pillars to ensure that the Zimbabwe Public Police indeed becomes a modern police service that leverages technology towards fulfilling its constitutional mandate. In doing so, I will equally continue to ride on discipline as the cornerstone of the organization, while it's also expecting all members and officers of the organization to remain steadfast. May I therefore take this opportunity to reassure the appointing authority, the responsible Honorable Minister for Home Affairs and Cultural Heritage, the whole of government, as well as the people of Zimbabwe, that I'm ready to take my assigned role and look forward to your support in doing so.
That was Police Commissioner General Stephen Mutamba speaking at Mkushi Police Training Academy in Harare. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans are expressing mixed feelings after President Emmerson Mnangagwa signed into law the bill that sought to abolish the death penalty after it was passed in Parliament. Amnesty International Zimbabwe Executive Director Ms. Lucia Masuka applauded the government for this move.
We applaud the government for taking this important step in terms of aligning our laws to international standards. You may be aware that the optional protocol on the covenant on civil and political rights provides for the abolition of the death penalty. So this step is also a step towards aligning our laws to international standards. Presently, we have about 62 people who are under the death sentence. And what this piece of legislation means for them is that they are going to be sentenced afresh before the High Court.
That was Amnesty International Zimbabwe Executive Director Ms. Lucia Masuka speaking in Harare. Zimbabwean citizens Samuel Macheka, a truck driver, and Tatenda Anna Gwama, a student, share their views on the abolition of the death penalty.
I think a man or a woman should just die a natural death. If he has committed a crime that deserves death sentence, I think it's better for that person to stay so long in prison than having him killed or having a death sentence.
Well, I think it's supposed to be abolished because biblically we're not supposed to take someone's life. So therefore, I think someone should receive a severe punishment instead.
That was Samuel Macheka and Tatenda Anagwama speaking on the abolition of the death penalty. According to Amnesty International Zimbabwe, joins 24 countries across sub-Saharan Africa that have abolished the death penalty, while two additional countries abolished it for ordinary crimes only. Zimbabwe's last non-execution was in 2005 through courts, though courts continue to impose death sentences for cases of murder committed under aggravating circumstances. To discuss this issue, we are joined by a renowned lawyer and Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission Chairperson, Ms. Jesse Majome, and Human Rights Lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Masie, and the lawyer and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Masimba Mabaza. Welcome to Live Talk.
Welcome, Zimbabwe. Welcome, Tabora.
Thank you. We'll start with you, Ms. Majome. We'll honor ladies and start with Ms. Majome. Ms. Majome, what are your views on the death penalty abolition? Hello, can you hear us, Ms. Majome? Thank you, Ms. Majome. So the question is, what are your views on the death penalty abolition, Ms. Majome?
The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission congratulates the people of Zimbabwe and as well as the leadership of Zimbabwe, I think from the president and the members of parliament, in particular the Honorable Edwin Mushorua, who has the vision to move this bill as a private member, as well as also commending the Minister of Justice for also agreeing to this bill in terms of the Constitution, because a private member can only pass if the Minister of Government decides to adjust the bill. So we congratulate our leadership for working across party lines to unite for the purpose of promoting possibly the most important rights. So we congratulate them, and we can see that we're demonstrating leadership in the promotion of human rights, showing that Zimbabwe is capable of and is a leader in promoting human rights, and that we unite for that effort, and we can do more, and we must still continue to do more, because this is a very high note to start the year, and I think it shows we can continue promoting and advancing rights in our country in terms of our constitution.
Thank you, Ms. Majome. We'll come to you, Mr. Masie. What's your take on the abolition of the death penalty in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I think this is a progressive move by the government of Zimbabwe. For the first time, we're seeing this government at least appreciating international standards or rights, which encompass, you know, civil liberties. So, but in short, I think this abolition is a welcome development, and we would want to see more of such actions taken by the government in respecting other civil and political liberties as enshrined in the Constitution.
Thank you, Mr. Masie. Vamavaza, pane vamwewo varikuti zvaitika izvi zvinogona kuzokonzera kuti dzimwe mhosva dzakafanana nedzekuuraya dzinge dzichiwedzera munyika nekuda kwekuti vanhu vanenge vava kuziva kuti chero ndikapara mhosva yekuuraya chero ndikaita utsinyi hwakaita sei handisi kuzourayiwa. Munozviona seiwo izvi?
Aiwa, idzi ipfungwa dzevanhu vanenge vasina kunyatsoongorora. Chekutanga ndechekuti kana mutongo werufu wabviswa sezvaita muZimbabwe, zvinoratidza kuti munhu anenge asungwa nemhosva yanga yakakodzera kutenderwa rufu anogona kupiwa makore kana kugara makore ake ese muchidzarira. Kana kugara makore akawanda anogona kupfuura 30, 40, 50 zvokuita vangoda kutofira arimo muchidzarira. Izvozvo zvoga zvinoita kuti vanhu vatye kugara upenyu hwavo hwose ari muchidzarira. Hakuna anofanira kugara ari mukati meusungwa. Saka hazviite kuti vanhu vanyanye kuswaradza nekuda kwekuti mhosva idzi hadzichatenderwa rufu. Tikatarisa maresearch anoitwa nyika dzakasiyana siyana, vanhu vazhinji nyika zhinji dzine vanhu vasingatenderwe rufu, nyaya dzekuurayana ishoma. Asi nyika dzine vanhu vanotenderwa rufu, nyaya dzekuurayana dzakawandisa. Tingatara mastatistics anobuda kubva kunyika dzakaita seAfghanistan, Iran, Iraq, kune death sentence ichiiraisa, mamurder cases awo akawanda kupfuura nyika dzinotongera upenyu hwese mujeri dzakaita seUnited Kingdom, Germany. Kune vanhu vanenge vachifa havo, asi firo yavo, urayirwo yavo ishoma. Sazvona kuti munhu anoziva kuti ndikauraya munhu upenyu hwangu hwese handisi kufa sekukasika, asi ndichagara ndichitambura. Saka zvinodzoredzera vanhu. Izvi zvazvakanakira kubvisa mutongo wekuuraya wekuti munhu agourayiwawo, zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inoratidza value of human life inokosha, and the right to live inokosha. Uyezve zvinoratidza zvakare kuti there is an expectation yekuti mumwe munhu anogona kunge ari innocent. Saka zviri nani kuti munhu mumwe chete ararani kana atadza mhosva pane kuti vaivi vaurayiwe ivo vasina kutadza. Saka kuti usazofunga kuti ndaurayira munhu mahara, ngavangorarama vese asi vari pakati pei, pakati peusungwa kusvikira achenurwa. Kana akasachenurwa anongofirawo muusungwa kana kuita mhosva yanenge aita. Vese zvakare zvinosaridza kuti pane zvakasiyana siyana zvinoitika pakutongwa kwemhosva. Dzimwe mhosva dzotongwa zvakaipa, dzimwe zvakanaka. Saka vazhinji vanogona kuva vari mutirongo havasi vese vakapara mhosva. Vamwe vacho vari mutirongo noda kwekungoti mutemo kana kuti mutongi angovaona nenzira yaanofunga kuti vanganga vachada vakapara mhosva. Kune vakawanda vakazoonekwa kuti ava vakaurayiwa asi havana kupara mhosva ende vanenge vatofa kare. Kune vamwe vanoonekwa kuti aiwa vakapara mhosva asi vanga vasingade kupara mhosva, zvakaitika dzimwe dzinga pfungwa dzavo dzasina kugadzikana. Zvinozoonekwa izvozvo munhu atourayiwa kare. Saka ichi chidanho chinokosha ende chinoisa Zimbabwe pamukana wekuratidza kuti taakutarisa, taakukoshesa upenyu hwemunhu, the sanctity to life. Saka tinoda kutenda zvikuru hurumende neparamende yakaisa mutemo wekuti vanhu vasazotongerwa rufu pamhosva dzavanenge vapara.
Tinotenda vamavaza. Coming back to you, Mr. Majome. Earlier on, I spoke to a member of parliament from Matabeleland South who was highlighting that there are some people who are afraid that this might open a platform for killers to then feel like they'll go scot-free. They won't be, because there is not a death penalty. Does this not open other cases of human rights abuses, Ms. Majome, when criminals know that there is no death penalty? And what are some of the major advantages of this?
Firstly, we must remember that when the death penalty was there, people were still killing people and murdering people. So, it's an emotional issue, but the fact is we must accept that people who kill people don't do so because there is no death penalty. We do that when there is. So, with respect to that argument, it doesn't really hold. We need not fear that there will be increases in murders because the death penalty has been abolished. It doesn't at all work like a shame. all the statistics don't show that, and the fact that people see the rules, so it doesn't increase it. So we must actually celebrate and be happy that we are continuing to make strides in protecting the right to life. I want to also say that, you know, yes, and we can celebrate about the international in the international environment, but we must also remember to also be very proud of ourselves as Zimbabweans, because in Section 38 of the Constitution of 2013, the death penalty was effectively, you know, the major step of sexual victim in abolishing it. Only about 50% of it remains. That is, a death penalty for only on men and who are over the age of 21 and under the age of 70 and who commit aggravating murder. So there was a narrow window, which is a bad window for the death penalty. What has been done is to then remove that almost all together. So let's continue to do that. And it's a very good thing, because it means that we should all continue to value the right to life. And my, from the Mother Human Rights Commission, we expect the government to continue taking the leadership and also in advancing human rights and ratify the convention, United Nations Convention Against Torture, for example, because that elimination of torture is already domesticated in our constitution. But let's also just also ink that convention. Let's also ink our signature as a country on the convention and enforce its appearances, because those are the easier things to do. If we can abolish the death penalty, surely we can do better, and we can keep on advancing that leadership. Let us continue to do that. And also, I'll say that if you notice from the bill, the act requires that everyone who is under the penalty of death for now must appear quickly before a court so that they are re-sentenced. The Global Human Rights Commission hopes that indeed this process is expedited. And not only is that done, but that they should be fair, really, to re-sentence those people who are under orders being sentenced to death in the meantime. So those are some of the issues that we continue to raise and to encourage.
Thank you, Ms. Majome, for that. Vamasie, what's your take on the clause that allows the president to bring back the death penalty when there is a state of emergency?
Yes, that clause in itself somehow, I can say, dampens the progress that this government has done in abolishing the death penalty, because, you see, the death penalty should be abolished without condition and should not be brought back in whatever circumstances. I don't know what the motive of the legislature was in including the retention of the death penalty in terms of state of emergency. But I think as going forward, I think these are some of the provisions that the parliament and also this current government would want to fix and make sure that this death penalty is not brought back in whatever circumstances. There are some theorists who might want to argue that probably the issue of the death penalty itself would need an amendment of the Constitution, because Section 48 of the Constitution actually talks about the death penalty. And there are some people who might think that probably this might have been a way of the government to try and amend the Constitution and also include other amendments. But I'm just talking on the other side. But I hope that this death penalty provision was brought in all sincerity without any hidden agendas of trying to amend the Constitution and other provisions that will allow this government to continue to violate human rights.
Thank you, Mr. Masia.
May I also have a word on that?
Yes, you can go ahead, Ms. Majome.
My own view is that I really don't think the group very much about the reservation on the Defense Act, on allowing on maybe suspending this particular act of abolishing the death penalty in cases of emergency, of the case of emergency. Because the Constitution still provides in through that narrow window that the death penalty. And if a state of emergency were to occur, there is still a limitation. It can still not be, it can only still be imposed on a very narrow section of the population. That is men who are over the age of 21 and under the age of 70 and who have committed aggravated murder. So it's hope for continuous, but we should not dampen our excitement over the abolition of death penalty. But in every case, it's hold of hope that there will be also removal of that particular favor that may allow that it does not amend the Constitution. The Constitution can only be amended by a constitutional amendment. So I think let's really proceed to make sure that those who've been saved by this act where they are right, as well as also keep encouraging that they be removed at least celebrate, because the Constitution is still not been amended.
Thank you, Ms. Majome. Vama vaza, tichi pendera chirongwa chedu cha nasi. Muno wana seiwo nyai ye kuti president vano kuna kuzosa death penalty kana pakaita wo state of emergency. Mchidimbo, vama vaza.
Yeah, I think mutemo wakaiswana kazukuru. Azireve kuti kana uchinge uripo zvareva kuti vanongo uchinja pavadira. Zvinezvo pane chinenge chaitika mukati menyika kana kuti vanhu vanenge vaakuita madira ajojina vakungouraya pavadira. Saka munhu akaziva kuti ndikanyanya kuita manyemwe mutemo wekuuraya unodzokazve zvakare. Saka iyo Defense Act pache zvayo inoita kungeriwa rakateya munhu kuti vanhu vatye kuti rinogona kuvawira nguva yese yese. Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo, I think it's a very good point yekuti Defense Act iripo and iripo nekuda kwemukana iwoyo wekuti vanhu vagare vakavhundutsirwa kuti vari kutamba-tamba, asi mutemo unogona kuvawira pasi uchivaparadza zvakare kana vachinge vakaenderera mberi nekuita misikanzwa. Saka it is a good law. But ndaida kungotaura in summary kuti tatira kuti tiunderstande mukupetera kana kuti mukupedzesera nenyaya yedu ndechekuti, chekutanga mutemo uyu zvauri kureva Taboka ndechekuti vese vanga vakatongerwa kufa azvirevi kuti havachafaba, havachatongerwa kufaba, vachiri under the death penalty kusvikira vadzoserwa mudare. Kana vadzoserwa mudare, dare rinozovapa futi imwe sende, rinozovatongera patsva kuti makanga manzi mukutongerwa kufa. Saka takucommuta your sentence from death to life imprisonment or to 20 years or to 30 years zvinodependa. But paprocesi yacho havangodzoka mudare yega, vanoto instigate by that process ne Ministry of Justice. They noti kuvanhu vese vanga vakatongerwa kufa before the 31st of December 2024 ngavadzoke kumatare. Saka judge mwene mumwe anenge akuita reduce sentence yavo yodzikiswa to a certain level inenge yabvumirwa. Havapiwe blanket sentence, anenge akasiyana-siyana. Asi nda kuti ini ndiri kutenda President Mnangagwa nekudzikisa nekubvisa mutemo wekutongera munhu kufa. Zvinova zvinokosha ende zvakanaka zvikuru. Ndatenda hangu.
Tinotenda Vamavaza. Let's take this opportunity to thank Ms. Majome, Mr. Mavaza, and Mr. Masie for being on Live Talk today. Namhlanje besixoxa ke ngodaba lokulengiswa, sikhuluma ngokuthi abantu balwamukela njani eZimbabwe. Kuyikho lapho esizwe abaningi ababuye kuhlelo besithi hathi kuyinto enhle, akusoze kuvangele ukuthi kwengeze ukudalwa kwamacala eZimbabwe. Kodwa ke okwanamhlanje sesitshaye kwazela. It is that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Taboka Ncube.